With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Artist Kylan O'Brien wants you to scream.
People really do need to, you know, get out some pent-up emotion, and screaming is it's really effective. I mean, sound waves can carry so much energy, and they're so potent.
O'Brien recently debuted her interactive art installation called The Scream Room in Brooklyn, New York, and she's bringing it to the Flathead Valley this week at the request of a Kalispell friend who wants to see more contemporary and inclusive art in the valley. The Scream Room is about the size of a closet, lined with white, sound-absorbing walls. In Brooklyn, the words, "Together we will heal this, inside and out," wrapped around the exhibit. O'Brien recently talked about her work with Andrea Catherine of Kalispell, who hosts the Fearless Self-Love podcast.
This exhibit that you're bringing to Montana is all about bringing other people into this place of vulnerability. I'm looking at the images on your website right now of the pictures that you take of people after they scream, and just like the joy and the relief and the exhilaration or the calm, you know, people have different expressions that come out of this.
It's about what's possible and what people might need. And then all that being said, you know, there are some people who want me in the space with them. There were some people who want privacy. Some people were comfortable having their photos taken, which I'm so grateful for. Like, that's a generosity on their part, because like then you got to see, you know, this amazing thing that got revealed, which I hadn't necessarily anticipated as well in the project, which is that the relief that came after people screamed, like I thought there would be, you know, like a release and some relief from that. But I didn't anticipate the joy that was going to kind of bubble over. And like, it turned out like people had so much fun that night, myself included. And I'm really looking forward to doing it again.
That's so nice to hear. Do you have a memory of someone or a few people that came through that really sticks with you about their experience or what you witnessed as they went through the Scream Room?
You know, there were people would come in individually, and then some people would come in with groups. And in the groups, invariably, like some people were sort of a little more intense in their release than others. But this family, like they all went for it, like just so powerfully. And then that, again, that joy that comes afterward was like, it was equivalent to how much energy they had like put in and put out.
One of the pictures that you have up on the side of the container, I don't know, the room that you create for this to happen, says, "Heal this." And I guess I'm just curious where the languaging came from and what the call is to folks when they pass by.
Well, I think it is, as you say, it's very personal. And that's one of the reasons why I love making art, is because it's a very open conversation. Everybody sort of brings so much of themselves to any work of art. And so you have an artist's intention for sure, but the variety of, you know, the meaning and the impact is as diverse and infinite as our, you know, people. Art, when it's effective, is potent, and it has a potency. And as with any substance that has potency, if it's, you know, if it's given or taken in, you know, the right context or like the right dosage, it's medicinal. And by that same token, that any substance that has potency can be toxic or intoxicating. And then you have a whole, you know, body of artwork that's just innocuous. It's just, you know, decorative or entertainment. Mm-hmm. And that's a different thing. That's not what I'm doing.
That was artist Kylan O'Brien chatting with Andrea Catherine on the Fearless Self-Love podcast. To hear more of their conversation, visit our website, mtpr.org. Screamers can visit the Scream Room at Imagine If Library in Big Fork Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. and at Imagine If in Kalispell Friday from 3 to 6. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.